Following is a short communication which was received on the 5th of March, 1975, when Marilyn Monroe came through and said a few words in a group, and the medium was Leslie Flint.
Pronounce her name now.
Norma?
Norma Jean.
Norma
Jean.
Yeah.
I can hardly call you Mr. Burning Earth.
you know, the real ones to come on, the real good old ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Rudy there?
He's been a great help.
Has Rudy been through?
He's been a great help to many of us.
Yeah.
And our Spence is here, too.
Who?
Oh, Spence.
Oh, good. Spence is here.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you met Noel Coward?
Sure, I've met Noel Coward.
My favourite, Gary Cooper.
There we go. That's why we want to have it. Well, Mary, the next time, bring Gary, please, will you? That's a good girl.
Gee, I don't know. You do expect a great deal of
that.
Anyway, you know, I did not commit suicide.
No, we didn't love
it. It was an accident.
It was an accident.
And people are now trying to say it was murder.
Yes,
it was not trying to murder at all.
Yes.
It was an accident.
Yes,
an accident. Well, I guess I must go.
The following communication is that of Marilyn Monroe, who came through to our group on the 26th of June, 1975. Medium was Leslie Flint.
She's really a character.
Yes.
She's been marvelous, you know.
It's a wonderful way you contact
out of contact. You know, it sounds strange, perhaps, but I used to come back, and I used to go to places, and
yeah.
I used to think to myself, well, maybe. And then I thought to myself, well, nobody's going to bother about me, and I don't think anyone wanted to talk to me or communicate with me anyway.
Oh, you do.
Oh, yes, I do.
Somehow, yeah, sure, now I know, but with Maudie it was different.
Yes.
And she was somehow, I don't know, we were a rapport together, you know.
Yes.
She's a good soul.
Yes.
And she's a motherly kind, too, you know.
Yes.
I had a pretty miserable childhood, you know.
Yes.
And I didn't really make many friends. It's a funny business, you know. Being pursued like I was pursued, and yet not quite knowing who you could turn to. Anyway, that's all in the past, and I'm quite happy.
Good.
You know, I'm very grateful to you, but
that's
I don't want you to think that I'm not grateful, but I don't mind coming back from time to time, but I wouldn't want to make a habit.
You wouldn't?
No.
No.
Okay, we'd like to hear about your life over there.
Yes, Alan. Yes, step by step, you know, as it were.
What you doing here?
Oh, well, at first it was pretty grim. I guess I must have been earthbound. I just couldn't get away from people and places and things, and I was lost, I suppose, in a way.
Yes.
I don't know, it's very odd, but I never really sort of realized, I suppose, that I could get away, and I wasn't exactly unhappy either, but I was in a kind of limbo, I guess.
Yes.
Maudie helped me a lot, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, I guess another time.
Who have you met, Marilyn? Some of the people you've met. Could you tell us?
Sure. I met all sorts of people.
Have you met Chopin?
Sure, but...
Have you gone to any of his concerts?
Yeah, but... I met so many people. Movie people.
Yeah, Gary.
Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper.
Sure.
Rudy helped you a lot, hasn't he? Rudy.
Yeah, sure, he's been a great help, too.
Yeah, good,
he's off in the year.
Yes, of course. Great guy.
But I think, really, when I look back, I think Maudie did more for me. I cottoned on to her because she was, I don't know, she was the sort of person that I think I'd like to have for another.
Yes.
She was warm, you know.
She was, yes.
Real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For many years,
what you
know,
needed, wasn't
I've been mixing with people who were not real.
Yeah.
At least they were real, but I guess they were so artificial, too, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you that way, you know.
Yes.
They want to make money.
Well.
You could make them money,
that's all. Well, I guess I made money, too, but it didn't make me happy.
No.
I wish they'd changed that damn thing they've got in that museum. Doesn't look a bit like me.
Where's that? It's
the
Tucson?
Marilyn Monroe come through to a group in Hollywood, California. during Leslie Flint's trip there on the 8th of October, 1975. The sitters were Paul Miller and his wife, Lee Hope, Bram Rogers, and Leslie Flint.
Welcome.
I don't understand this spiritual business.
You will in time. It's quite natural,
sure.
Quite normal. You know?
Okay.
So it is a nightmare too.
What do you do on your side?
Oh, I'm acting.
Good.
Does that sound strange?
No.
No?
Because we do have theaters, and we do have, I suppose you can't call it a kind of movie, but it's still on ceremony. It's a thought thing.
Uh-huh.
I found this all so fascinating. Can't I talk to you like this? You know, I really would like to come and speak at regular intervals, if I could.
Well, all we need...
But I guess it won't be possible, huh?
We don't know.
But I didn't take my own life, you know.
But, Marilyn...
We accept that.
Marilyn, can I make a bargain with you? If you...
Oh, I don't know. I've heard so many people make bargains with me. I'm a little flinty about it.
No, but I mean, if you and your friends can make it possible for this medium that enables you to speak to us, can come back to the
place. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm very anxious to talk to you just for a minute or two, but there's such a whole crowd of people here, you know, and you could be here all night. You know, she's still a bit dazed about
sounds that way.
Coming to speak like this. She's not au fait with it, you know.
No.
She's a bit confused, and I think when sometimes some people come back to us, you know, they cling to the memory of their last experiences, and they sometimes cling back to the thoughts that they had before their passing, and they get these sort of thought forces very strong when they come back to Earth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy for them to eradicate. It isn't necessarily mean to say that when they're over here in their own environment that they're still thinking in that way, you know. It's just a momentary thing. I think I hear what I'm saying.
Yes, is that so?
A bloody fine business, this is, and coming to talk like this. I suppose it takes time for any of us to get really used to it. Can you hear what I'm saying? It's a bit difficult, I guess, for some. Even for me, I'm not quite a favorite of it yet. I'm here, can you hear me?
Yes. But Ziggy, you're all helping now, I'm not
sure. Sure. We're all helping. As a matter of fact, part of my interest is in trying to help souls in about. And there's been quite a crowd come just recently, as a matter of fact.
The truth.
Very busy. Then some people get very bemused, you know, and they get very sort of, well, scared too, in some instances, when they first come, they're lost, you know, they're clinging to the earth, and they're trying to sort themselves out, and they're trying to get in touch with the people on earth, and worrying and concerned about them, you know.
And then
do they understand them? Can you hear what I'm saying?
Have you met Rose? Remember Rose?
Sure.
Yeah.
I haven't met her. She's fine. She's fine. Just a minute. I'll be back.
Hello.
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 Hello. I just saw a car say hello.
Well,
hello.
Oh, I know.
This is a lovely surprise.
Yeah.
I wanted you to know.
Come on now, you've got to get on the pictures this morning.
I've done my best.
Come on. Come on, Marilyn. On the picture, please.
How are you, darling?
Now, try your hardest. Yeah, you did get on that picture the other night, didn't you?
Sure did.
Of course, now, it's cheese on there.
I knew she was, then. No,
we knew
her
the other day.
Nah, they can't see.
What do you mean?
Got to be plain, Marilyn, please. This would be a thrill if we get you on it now.
Yes, it's certain now.
Pardon?
Easier said than done.
Yeah, but you used to do it, didn't you, with mayors and people like that.
Let me give her attention to this moment itself.
Right.
Come on, Marilyn, on the picture, please.
Okay.
No, that's the lot. That's the last one.
You did it with Holtz. That your picture's on his pictures, isn't it?
Thanks.
In his book. And it's a good picture, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a very good one.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to explain. It's not as simple as you might think.
Oh, no, it's not that simple.
And in a way, it's not exactly easy to explain, but it depends on the other people, the scientists and the people whose work it is, to prepare. All we can do is pose. We don't do the actual work involved. That depends on the scientists and the people whose job it is to make preparation. All we can do is stand there, hoping that we'll be visible on your picture.
Yeah. Well, keep pegging away, trying, won't you?
No,
so
it's
we get a really perfect one,
and
with all your friends out there.
Well, we do our best.
Yeah, you've done fine so far, anyway.
Oh, by the way, Marilyn, now you're here. A certain party said he understands now. I don't know if that means anything to you, but you told me it's Elena.
You don't mean Larry.
Yeah.
Understands what exactly do you mean?
That's exactly what he told me to tell it. Nothing else.
Well, could mean one or two things, but I just want him to know that we don't forget him, and not only me, but other people too, Vivian, and others see it. We're often around.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I had great problems. I found great difficulty in memorizing lines.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think
you've got the message. Yeah, he said he understands now.
Yeah,
I guess he does. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think that's what he means.
But I was going through a very difficult period at the time I made that movie.
Yeah, he said he understands now, sir. So he should go
back
there.
I guess so.
Did you enjoy acting?
Do I?
Did you enjoy acting?
Not really.
You were good in that one with Olivia, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was a good one, yeah.
I don't know, it's a matter of opinion.
He said it was a lovely movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
He said it was himself.
It was good. I bet Morty liked it too, didn't she?
Oh, Morty likes everything I do. You know, she's got a crush.
So do I.
Don't take your nose at him now.
Materialize one day, Marilyn.
Anyway, I just wanted you to know that I come and wish you a very happy Christmas.
Thank
you. I hope everything goes the way you want it. Anyway, I just wanted you to know I was here and give you all my love and thanks for everything.
God bless you.
Anyway, remember me to Larry.
God bless you.
The particular sequence is she had an exchange with one of the sitters, and the sitter is the private chauffeur of Sir Laurence Olivier, and they were talking about the last picture that she made with Sir Laurence Olivier, in which he was so difficult. And it was said at the time that it almost drove Olivier up the wall. And so she's sent a message to him through her driver, or his driver. This latest communication of Marilyn Monroe come through on the 1st of November, 1979, in which he says, or calls herself Norma Jean. The medium was Mr. Leslie Flint.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, we can. Welcome, friend. Of course we can.
It's Norma,
Jean.
Norma.
Oh, well.
Norma,
Jean. Hello, Norma. Hello,
oh,
Norma.
Norma.
How are you, love? Good. Good. Yes, fine, fine. What are you doing these days? Take it easy now. Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Carry on as you are.
Yeah. I guess you can hear me all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell us today, then? Oh, you're so excited, aren't you?
I'm your
Judy. Judy, can't you
yeah,
sing?
No, but she's here. Yes,
yes.
Come on.
Yes, tell Judy we're waiting for her.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to get rid of you, Marlon, but you know.
Do I do that?
Oh, yeah, Darwin's our girl's best friend, you remember?
Yeah. I don't think that's very appropriate.
No, okay, if you say so, but... What? No.
You know, it's been so much nonsense said that I wish people would stop talking about it.
He's not hurting you now, though. Surely you can rise above all that silly nonsense, can't you?
Sure, sure, but I think it's all so silly, you know.
Of course it is. They'll pay for it when they get over there, won't they?
Yeah. Well, I don't want anyone to pay for it.
Well, that's their business, isn't it? That's up to them. Don't worry about them. Yes. No. Good, good.
Have you met Jim Crawford, Marion?
Sure, yeah.
I'm sorry about what's happened about this book.
Well, that's unfortunate. But they always say these things about us, but we can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Which I think is very sad, you know. But
it's despicable.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Maud is here.
Oh, Maudie.
Yeah.
She's still following you around?
Yeah, sure. She's very happy now with her husband.
Good.
And,
she's a lovely soul, Maudie.
Yeah. I guess you miss her. She's
yeah.
a good person.
Yeah.
She's very, very nice. Anyway, I have to go, I guess. Anyway, I just thought you'd
like to know. Yes, okay, Maudie. God bless you, love.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
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 Come
and speak with
her. Thank you.
Going to get Judy to see you, did I say? Yeah. Oh, lovely. Following communication is of Marilyn Monroe when she came through on the 13th of May, 1987.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.